So hi, everybody. Mike Santos, VP of Ops for Trusted Senior Specialist, and the one and only Jeremy Johnson.
That's right. That's me.
National Sales Trainer.
Sorry, I didn't know we were live. I'm sitting here trying to put some breakfast.
He's shoving a cookie down his throat as we speak. Anyways, just a little recap from our last podcast. We talked about Medicare Center and tools, and we're going to talk about another tool that is accessible within Medicare Center, and it's called Lead Center. You know, we like to use the word center. Around here. Yeah. So Lead Center, and obviously AEP just ended. You have OEP. And you can't really market OEP, but how do you get leads or how do you get in front of people that may be able to change during this open enrollment period for Medicare?
You walk to them at the pharmacy or while they're getting treatment and say, hey, you're probably not happy with your plan, are you? That's why we have compliance officers in place to keep you straight. Make a mistake one time, everybody wants to get upset.
That's right.
So, leads, oh my gosh, the bane of every insurance broker's existence is, where do I market to? The comment was made earlier, we had to jump on a call real quick, that we've probably exhausted every lead vendor out there.
Right.
I mean, it's a constant battle of, you're told one thing and then your experience may be just a little bit different. Like, is there a 90-second buffer on that call? Probably not. Or is it when the client calls or when it hits my system? I mean, there's so many different variables that go into it. They're like, the tried and true thing is just send your own marketing out, right? But then again, I'm an artist. You know that? You've known me.
Oh, did I know that? Wow.
Yeah, I am. Sales.
He's an artist.
But I can really draw. Now, I can draw a stick man with the best of them. And when I'm feeling really creative for the day, I draw a stick man laying down, right? Okay. He's like levitating there because there's no ground or grass.
Right.
And he's just going from here to here. So for me to be not necessarily a content creator, because I think I could write a pretty decent ad, but when it comes to graphics, let me tell you something. If I sat here and tried to move this stick figure to down here or in the middle or center everything, I'm going to get so frustrated that I'm going to throw my enrollment tool, my iPad, I will throw it most likely towards him, but definitely across the room or out the window. And I can tell you it's not going to be compliant. It may be in the wrong font. It may be in the wrong color. So what do we do at this point? Well, we have, again, Lead Center, that has, they do the marketing for you from there. You pick out your demographic, say how much you want to spend, the area that you want to go in, and you can do one county, you can do 222 counties. It stops you at 222 counties. So they send it in something that is already graphically approved by CMS.
That's right.
I mean, completely hands off. We're talking 6x9, 6x11, 8.5x11, even big ones. Those things are available to choose from a menu to customize through Lead Center to generate those leads for you. Now, inbound calls are pretty amazing.
Yes, they are.
If they're branded by the carrier, just a flat out inbound call. I mean, we've got the data and the stats to back it up, saying that a generic call, especially during lock-in or SEPs,
right,
it means that they think that there's a better plan that more suits their needs, and they probably are. But this time last year, we had a host of SEPs available. This time this year, not so many of them.
Right.
I mean, we've got severe weather in some parts of the world. We've got political unrest in the Southwest side.
Border crisis.
That's the political side.
Yeah.
No, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, yeah,
that. I was just like, you just assumed everybody knew. I mean, we're in Texas and Arizona's to the left of us. If looking at a map. So, you know, they've gotten smaller. Now, we are going into election year.
That's right.
Right. So I remember a couple of years ago, they had an SEP because of political unrest during an election year. That was I'd never seen that before. But in the last couple of years, we've seen more SEPs for political unrest or political reasons than I have ever seen. Like, I didn't see the first one until 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
So But these things are designed to whatever market you want to generate those leads in. It could be IEP, ICEP, 2 years after their enrollment into a med sup, so right. You can kind of attack that 68-year-old market. The 68, they're likely to have experienced their first rate increase. Well, how do you get in front of all these people, seeing if we can save them $20-$30 a month? $20-$30 a month, well, that may not seem like much to us, but for a senior on a fixed income, $20-$30 a month, that's a big, big yearly piece, and the plans are identical. So
that's right.
Why not shop it around every year? That's the print pieces. You can customize it in any way possible that you want. Design, geography, age, income, mail volume. So I have not used the lead center for direct mail yet. But Mikey, you have any feedback from Fuel?
You know, some have great success with it. And some have not. It just depends on the message, the call to action, the timing of when you're sending this. Yes, it's mail. And mail is one of those necessary evils because, you know, everyone's mailing something out. You know, you're mailing out something. Another agent's sending out something. An agency is sending out something. Carrier is sending out something. So lots of mail out there. And then what makes yours stand apart from all the others? And, well, this is why Tegrity already has pre-approved pieces available. Now, accessing Lead Center, there is no cost, but when you start creating these campaigns, there is a little cost to it. Mailing is not free, so just be mindful of that. But then again, you know, you're running your own business, so you got to, you know, spend some money to make some money.
There you go.
And invest in your business to make your business successful. And so, you know, there is a little cost to these other parts of Lead Center and doing the mailers, but also what Jeremy will talk about in a little bit is the inbound calls or the call campaigns that you can also create within the system. But there are already data leads available, data leads, you know, advertisements that they've done on social media. They've sent their own mailers out and have a pool of leads that came from a mailer and or social media that you can purchase. And it gives you, the system will tell you how old that lead is. So a lead that's 0 to 2 days old, you're going to pay a little bit more than a lead that was generated 3 months ago, right? 60, 90 days ago, you're going to pay a little bit less for it. Some of the leads can be exclusive to you. Some may have been passed around. And again, an agent may not have any success with it, you know, because you're calling them, you're calling out, you know, someone responded to an advertisement, they fill out their information, and they're waiting for someone to call them, right? So, you know, there's different variables that come into play in here. But again, the newer leads, you're going to pay a little bit more. But the older leads, you're going to pay a little bit less. And you may have some success. And, you know, that couple dollars, $5 lead might be pretty good if, you know, you're able to get a hold of that person. So lots of different options to choose from. But the real neat thing is building the campaign and the inbound calling, right?
So. Absolutely. And build it however you wish. Now, Mikey, just age leads have never been my favorite leads because, y'all, we got a 7-month window to offer someone, 8 months in some cases, but we have a 7-month window in somebody's IEP. Now, me as an agent, I want all the IEPs that I can get. I mean, you know, that's double the commission.
That's right.
And it's
we like, all want you know, those.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the newest leads are the 0 to 2 that I think they're platinum leads. And they're going to run you $25, $30, $35 a piece, of which your commission is just, I got to do the math yourself. I'm not doing it for you because I'm terrible at it. But you see the brilliance of doing those. I've never been one of age leads. And I'll tell you why. You can pick those things up for just a few dollars. You can buy a data list for like a penny for 100 names, but then you got to market yourself, call them, hope they answer. Only after they've provided their consent to contact. So that 1 cent, 2 cent lead actually comes out to be a lot more because you just cannot willy-nilly call them.
That's right.
They've got to request your presence. Now, you can do it on MedSup, but the Advantage plans are there's a lot of them out there. So you take that $25, $35, get the exclusive leads. And y'all, this is not a profit center for us. The lead purchases, that is directly through our parent company. integrity marketing. And when you really think about it, a $35 lead to generate and produce that lead is not $35. It's actually a lot more because of all the marketing pieces, the marketing folks' income, the data posts through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. What's the new one? X Factor?
Oh,
formerly known as Twitter. X, just plain old X. Okay. Formerly known as the bird, Twitter. Those posts aren't inexpensive either. So instead of trying to figure all that out, let your own marketing team do it for you. Get those leads, make the sales. But from that, you kind of dial into that. The last time we were all together, the time before our first podcast, we talked about our post-AEP game plans,
right,
and how we can do that. You take the same idea and mindset that once you use that IEP, ICEP, SEP, and how do you capitalize the most on that lead, you simply go in for the cross-sell or the upsell at time of sale. So once you've got there, Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement plan, you use the same verbiage in your script, if you will. And now that we've got this X plan taken care of for you, let me go ahead and talk to you about the plan that's going to cover those largest copays.
Co-insurances.
Deductibles. What's the word I'm looking for?
Exposure.
Okay, that's a good one.
When?
Yeah, when.
Sorry, I'm over here trying to get some numbers on the cost of a lead, but no, this is really great stuff. Yeah. And sorry about that. So when?
Yeah, you heard him. He said this is really great stuff. So when they come due, you've got to frame everything that you do in this game, and it's not just Medicare. You can be selling real estate and have the same thing. It's framing the conversation. Framing it to lead to that yes. Ask those leading yes questions, because the more often you get somebody saying yes, 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 they become a yes person. Ultimately leading up to, is this a plan that you'd like to enroll in?
That's right.
Yes. Okay. I've got you in a servant mindset at this point. Let's get it done. It takes 3 minutes. Now, I want to talk to you about a plan to cover those largest copays.
Co-insurances. Deductibles. When?
There you go. When? When they come due. He takes a little more training. He's distracted, as we can all see. When they come due, and all of a sudden you've got two sales, or what I like to say, two hooks in your client's right. mouth. Now, if you go for the trifecta, get the treble hook in there, three sales. And we catch alligators on those things.
That's right.
Louisiana.
You get talked about hook. That in the first podcast. Remember?
Did we really?
Yeah, we did.
Wow. I just dropped. It's just, man, it's. I like what I say.
Yeah, of course.
You like what I say, too. social media, direct mail leads, internet leads. There are some other vendors or other platforms that we use now called Plan Enroll, which have kind of bumbled around the system and gotten lost somewhere. So they're asking for help. We have our Silver Sneakers.
Right.
Now, Silver Sneakers, you got to be careful on. Our own experience with the Silver Sneakers lead is.
That's a funny one.
The client called up, probably California. I think it was California, wanting his pair of Silver Sneakers. A pair of Silver Sneakers. Because he responded to a Silver Sneakers ad. Now, those that sell Medicare Advantage know what Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit and Silver, all the different variations on Silver. Silver Sneakers is the gym membership provided by some plans, as well as Silver and Fit. But this person called in and wanted his pair
of silver sneakers.
And the agent was just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I wear a size 11. I want them. Silver. Nikes. You can have fun with these. And it's just in framing the conversation.
Correctly. That's right. That's right. But going back to the different type of leads, so I pull up some examples here. So when you're in Lead Center, you can order leads, data leads that ask you to select a product. I did health, they'll select a category, direct mail or internet. I selected internet, and then I selected the great state of Texas because that's where we're located, and I selected all the counties. So it gives you a little heat map. I'm not sure if y'all can see this, but there's a little heat map kind of tells you where the leads are coming from. You know, you see Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio area, Austin, where, you know, very heavily metropolitan areas where you have the most people asking for help and looking for help. Now, when you go under that, the heat map, there's different levels that there are different levels of the lead. So a lead that's 0 to 2 days old, they consider that a diamond lead.
Diamond
Medicare lead. So right now in the state of Texas, as of today, there are 279 diamond leads available within the lead center. And each lead right now costs $25. Not bad for a 0 to 2 day old Medicare lead.
It's fresh in the brain.
Fresh in the brain. They're looking for someone to call. Now, when you get to a lead that's 3 days all the way to 30 days old, that's they call a titanium level. Now, there's quite a bit of those. You know, there's over 2,000 of those type of leads. But the cost also has gone down to $13 a lead. Not bad. You can buy, $13, won't break the bank. You order 10, you're going to make more than your money back selling one of those.
Absolutely.
And then anything over a month, 31 days to 60 days, those are platinum Medicare leads. And those are at $10 a lead. So, very reasonably priced leads. Now, again, these people have opted in. They're a little older, so they may not, when they first saw that advertisement, so they may not be thinking about that, right then and then, when you're calling them 30 days later. So, but again, you have a prospect, you got to make the call, and don't just call them once, right? You got to be able to, pick times out of the day to when you think people would be available, especially a senior. Now, seniors may not be available later in the evening. Some may be more in the morning or early afternoon.
Right.
But, you never know. A lot of seniors are still working, so they might be available in the evening when they get home from work. So it just depends. It's a timing game, and you just never know. But the most cheapest or cost-effective lead.
Did you say most cheapest?
Most cheapest, yeah.
Least inexpensive.
Yeah, least expensive, most cost-effective. Now, these leads are over 60 days old. Up to 90 and $2.50.
Wow.
And there are over 1,000 of those type of leads available in our system. So that's pretty amazing. Again, a lot older, but $2.50. Where can you find a lead for that cost?
All right, $2.50. You can't find leads for $25, but you can't generate your own leads. Folks, we've got our own marketing team here at the office that generates leads for our internal call center agents. And I can tell you that to generate a lead for, immediate response, 0 to 2 days, does not cost $25 to, how many are there, 279?
279 leads.
$275. Marketing cost, we have four marketers. You take those four marketers' salaries plus the cost of the post to generate the leads that are coming through. We're talking about a highly specified target, 64 and a half to 65. Facebook, and I'm not sure about the other three social medias, but there's nothing that says 64 and 7 months to 65 and 3 months. There's nothing in there. It's 64 and a half to 65. And then 65 with the arrow sticking up. So you can't say 65 to 68. It's either below or above. It costs several thousand dollars to produce 279 leads, that have just requested the information. So, I would buy whatever I could financially afford of those here. But let me kind of switch gears on you. And I have agent friends away from our organization that have made literally millions of dollars off of those above 60-day leads, 90-day leads that you can pick up for $250 and below simply by following up.
That's
Mike is exactly right. If you don't think that people are calling these folks, all you have to do is go online and request health insurance quote, house insurance, or car insurance.
Right.
And literally within 22 seconds, your phone starts ringing. It will ring nonstop for the next 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
You'll have every PNC carrier out there trying to get your business because it's just a lead form. They sell that to multiple different people, multiple different agencies. Same thing happens in health. You think if you throw something on a website to get an instant quote, that's just a clearinghouse for your information or for their information.
That's
sold to multiple people. And then they start calling. Well, I don't like being called multiple times. You know, if I want to talk to you, I'm going to pick up the phone.
Right.
So if somebody keeps calling from the same number over and over and over and over and over day after day after day after day, it's going to get old. Eventually, I'm going to stop responding. You pick up some of these age leads and continue to follow up with them. I mean, there's gold sitting in the older stuff that's out there.
Right. And I want to go back to what you said. You know, when you enter your information, you know, it's sold or shared to with the multiple people. Within our system or within Lead Center, there's different buckets. So the pricing I gave you for the 279 leads, those are exclusive. So once someone goes in and starts buying them, that number is going to get lower and lower, and there won't be any more of those exclusive leads. Now, there is a shared bucket of leads where it can be bought multiple times or someone has it already, but you could get it again. And those are also more cost-effective as well. The platinum level on a shared lead is it goes up, it starts at $10 a lead, and there's 693 of those leads that have been peppered around other agents, and then it goes to the next one. You know, that's a 0 to 2 shared lead, 0 to 2 day old shared lead at $10. First come, first serve, right? Yep. If you're consistent and you finally get that client on the phone, you know, by all means, you're the first one there. And then the pricing just drops from there. The next level, the titanium shared lead, 3 to 30 days old, $5 a pop. Wow. Not bad. And then the 31 to 60 drops down to $2.50, but it's shared. So, you know, there's different buckets to choose from. And very cost effective. You can, invest in yourself, invest in your business, and try out these leads. You never know. It might work for you. You know, I've gotten mixed reviews, but I've gotten more great reviews than bad reviews about the leads. And so, again, give it a shot. Give it a try. You know, try one of the older leads first before spending, you know, top dollar on them. But it's a really, really great tool. Now, going back to the Plan and Roll is pretty much the generic website that Integrity uses and provides to all of us. And their generic website is also generating leads. So when you're building the campaigns for internet leads, when you put your parameters, you know, oh, I want leads from Texas, you know, this, you know, for healthcare or even there's life insurance in there as well, life leads as well. But right now is the focus is health insurance. So anyone that is in Texas that asks for health, it might get pushed to your system. Or another agent, depending who's available, because there is an available button within your Medicare center that says I'm available to receive leads, whether it's a call or a data lead, it'll get pushed into your system. But the Plan and Roll website that Integrity uses is the exact same foundation or base website that is used for your Pearl. Just want to let you all know that.
So, and what you really need to plan and roll, now that you said the available, I'm not available.
Yes.
You can get inbound calls. You know, you can do data or you can do straight. You set the parameters of what you want to do. So if you're sitting at home working this business from home, you got, you know, a dedicated office, you sit in, you take calls, and you have like normal operating hours. Now, you know, some agents are open 24 hours a day. Okay. But if you want that dedicated time, like I'm at work doing only work stuff from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. One, I'm going to try to change mine. But number two, you go into the system, say, I'm available, and you build your own campaign. I'm available at these hours on these days. Send me calls. I want 5 calls a day for 5 days. So what is that, 25? I want 25 leads a week. Your card is zapped, and you just sit back and watch the magic happen on an inbound call. And statistics show inbound calls are the way to go because that is the utmost interest. Like I see the ad, I want to call in right now and find information, i.e. I want to be sold a policy. But please don't shy away from those age leads or even the shared leads as well. There's lots of wonderful things can happen if you have the confidence and the ability in yourself and your sales skill. I wouldn't have a problem at all sharing leads with a competitor agent. Like I go up against him all day long and say, let's spend a couple of $100, get a couple of 100 leads here, because they'll listen to him or me and not like the sound of my South Louisiana draw and want to, you know, talk to him. On the other hand, they may talk to him and You know, he just sounds a little shaky or not. He asked me five questions when I first called. The first thing was, I didn't know if his name was really Mikey.
Yeah.
Hi, John, this is Mikey. And there's two questions sitting right there that a lot of agents don't understand. The power of being confident in who you are, where you work for, what you are, and what you're about to do for them today. And folks, what we're talking about right now, this is stuff that you get once you join with Trusted Senior Specialist. We teach you voice inflections. We teach you scripting. We teach you how to ask a question without asking a question.
That's right.
Even my kids do it when they say, Daddy, they don't say, Daddy, what's for dinner?
They give you a presentation.
They give me a presentation and tell me where they want to eat. They don't give me a choice to say, they don't say, Daddy, can we have pizza tonight? No, Daddy, can we go to Lid Pizza or Gaddy Town? One of the two. It's like, wait, what? Why are you playing my game on me? I invented this thing.
That's right. That's right.
So don't be scared of any of these different lead types. As Mikey said, it's a little different. It takes money to make money. And these people just aren't going to drop out of the tree. There's no such thing as a lead tree.
That's right.
You know, there's no such thing as somebody saying, today's the day I'm going to purchase my Medicare policy from whatever agent I come across first. Because they're not out there. You sell insurance. Are you authorized for Medicare Advantage? You go through AHIP, you do all these steps? No. You spend a little bit of money, get their contact information, and then take a little bit of a step further. I call my clients three times, and I've coached our call center agents or any agent in the field that I've worked with. I've had more than one, less than 100, say, I bought leads, and not necessarily through Lead Center, but any other lead source that we've put them on. I spent $300 on leads. Great. You know, give a fist bump. What happened?
Exactly. What is the result of that?
Exactly. Right? What's the result? Well, I just didn't sell anybody. Okay. Nobody picks up the phone. This was just stupid. Blah, 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 blah. Why are you selling it? Well, because my close ratio is 30-40% on them. How are you doing that? Well, first off, let me see your data behind it. Well, when you're not using a lead system or CRM, you don't know what's going on. You can use the ticker system. You can use a blank sheet of paper with tick marks on it. You can use the old FileFlex things. It's not going to be as accurate as a CRM because it pulls up everything. So, Mike, let me see how many times you've called them. And even if you were to pull out a number, it's no more than once or three times over a period of 2 weeks. Okay. I'll coach you into making three calls the first day, two calls the second day, one call the Wednesday. And in the middle of all that, you're texting them as well because they asked for information.
That's right.
It's a test for me. So you call them three times the first day. I got his information. I'm probably going to leave him alone. But another client, I'm going to get his information and call him two times back to back. And then I'm going to wait a little while. And I'm going to call the other 500 leads that I've gotten for the week and hit them two times. Pop, 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 pop. And then later in the day before I go home, I'm going to call them one more time for the day.
Right.
Because here's what happens. What we do is just one big mind game. Sales psychology. And I can go on for days about that. If y'all got time, I'll do it. Not today, but we'll do it next week. But they get a call. First one, unknown number. Or it may say the Jeremy Johnson Agency or Trusted Senior Specialist or whatever. And they're going to pick up, because I don't know Jeremy Johnson Agency. I don't know a Trusted Senior Specialist. You can't really trust a company that got trust in it, right? But when I call them a second time, it starts the game of, well, they're calling back to back. Maybe it is something. Honey, did you pay the gas bill? Honey, did you forget the gas bill? What's going on? And then I call back a third time for the day. It's a little more familiar. Now, the next day, I call them once in the morning, once in the afternoon. The third day, I'm calling them in the middle of everything. So if I called them at 9 and 6, I'm going to hit them at 1:30 that third day. So there's different things that we'll teach you. And again, it's not just stuff that we pull out of the air and say, okay, yeah, that's a zone. We're going to throw that and see if that works. We actually do this day in and day out at least 300 days a year. So
that's right. And, you know, we'll definitely have our training calendar. You know, Jeremy, we'll do some trainings. We do either online or in person if you're local here in our area. But again, lots of tools that we have for you all available that we haven't gone over yet. There's a lot more, you know, so stay tuned. I want to thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I hope you have a great, great day and stay tuned for our next podcast.
Bye, everyone. Reach out. Get those contracts in place.
That's right.
See you next week. All right, lead center, right?
Yep.
It's good over.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got more.
I have more.
So, hi, everybody. Mike Santos.